KRFP is sponsored by Spectrum 2 Art and Dance Studios, specializing in art and dance classes for child
through adult. 525 South Main Street in Moscow. Information at 208-882-1445, UBU Dance Guru at msn.com, or spectrum2studio.com. For information on becoming a KRFP underwriter, go to krfp.org and click Support KRFP.
KRFP, Moscow.
Welcome to the Post Tree Fort 2024 special, part two, hours 3 and 4. We have an interview with emerging Boise band Rodeo Screams, which features Shante Mestes on guitar and lead vocals, Rachel Couch on drums and vocals, Tracy on keys and vocals, and Adam on bass. You may remember Rachel from the Moscow band The Kitchen back somewhere around 2012, where she played guitar, and she's now in the Boise band The French Tips, which didn't play Tree Fort this year, but has two albums under their belt, and who we interviewed last year. So we're going to start with a Rodeo Scream song from their self-titled album, and it's called What's Inside. Then we'll go to Rachel and Shante's backyard for an interview with the entire band, Rodeo Screams, and we'll also have some songs mixed in. So here goes What's Inside by Rodeo Screams.
This is Bobby Sassafras with Lee Robardes, and we are in Boise for KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, and we're with the band Rodeo Screams, based out of Boise, Idaho. I would like to pass the mic around and just give y'all a quick chance to introduce yourself and say what your pet peeve is.
I'm Adam. I play bass in Rodeo Screams, and I guess my pet peeve is people only have like mayonnaise-based dressings or sauces.
Oh, So you hate aioli?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
My name's Blake Green. I play drums in Rodeo Screams, and my pet peeve is springtime.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Cool. Heard.
My name's Chaunty. I play guitar and sing in Rodeo Screams. My pet peeve is when people put forks facing upwards in the dishwasher. I hate that. Knives, too. Spoons, also. Any silverware facing upwards in the dishwasher really makes me angry.
I think this is a passive-aggressive comment because I loaded the dishwasher yesterday.
Yeah, I was wondering who did that.
Oh. Whoops.
Bobby's staying with Rodeo Screams.
Yeah. So I've been staying here along with a few other people from KRFP, and Shanti and Rachel are the best. They're really sweet, except apparently I don't put silverware in right.
Well, don't worry, you're not the first.
And you can pause, by the way, or we could just keep recording and I'll edit out the silence while we're waiting for Rachel to come.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say my pet peeve is interviews.
Get out. No.
I am smelling maple somewhere.
Oh, it's my maple.
Yeah, I had.
Nice.
Mine also smells really good.
That's how you drink coffee? I'm going to just take up coffee again after 20 years.
Put maple
syrup in your coffee?
It smells really good.
We got this party pack of Keurig things. And there are all kinds of flavors. This was the least threatening. It was either this or birthday party cake.
That's what I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
All right. And then introduce yourself and what's your pet peeve?
Here, let me go next.
I'm
up.
You're last.
Sorry. Oh, I'm last?
We done did it.
Oh, no. Okay, one of my pet peeves. My name's Rachel. And one of my pet peeves is when you're on the road and you're trying to pass somebody who's going slow, and then they speed up when you're trying to pass them.
Yeah.
And then, so then you get behind them again, and then they slow down, and you try to pass them again, and they speed up. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, that's the worst. A lot of people in Oregon do that for some reason. Cool. So you mentioned yesterday, we were talking a little bit, and you mentioned that your band has gone through a few iterations. So can you talk about maybe the current iteration of your band and how long you've been working with these particular folks and what maybe how the sound has changed from like what it was previously?
Okay. Well, we're a 4-piece now. Mm-hmm. It started as a 1-man band. And then it was a 2-man band. And then I fired Mikey because he was a nightmare. And then, actually Rachel joined for a little while with Mikey. Rachel joined on the drums. Mm-hmm. And Mikey was playing bass. And I still love him. He lives up in Coeur d'Alene now, but we just can't be around each other. Mm-hmm. And so Rachel heard us playing. She wanted to play drums. So she came and joined drums. And once we played a few shows, we kicked Mikey out. And then our friend Tracy was just, we were just hanging out. He was like, you should come over and jam. And she joined on keyboard to fill in for the low end. Because I was doing guitar, Rachel was on drums, and so we had low end. And then Adam hit Rachel up one day randomly and said, do you know any weird bands that are looking for a bass player? And so she said, yeah, I'm in one called Rodeo Screams. And so Adam joined the band just like that, and he's been with us ever since. And so it was a 4-piece bass, keys, guitar, drums, for quite a while.
Okay.
For, I think, I just looked it up because I wasn't sure when this band started. It was 2018. And I think we were that combination for quite a few years.
Okay.
And then, was it just last year, Blake? Well, no, it was a year and a half ago now or something like that now because Blake and I worked together.
Okay.
At a venue. And Visual Arts Collective, shout out. Anyways, we were just hanging out after work one night, and I asked Blake if he wanted to join, and he said, I don't know, let me think about it, and then, I wanted another guitar player,
mm-hmm.
And anyways, we talked, and Blake's like, I would think I would be better as the drummer, yeah, but we already have a drummer, you know, so, and anyways, we talked about it, and it made sense, so Blake took over drums, and Rachel jumped onto guitar, because she'd mm-hmm. never played guitar in this band.
Oh, okay.
In the kitchen, she did.
She did?
Yeah, she played guitar in the kitchen. And Rachel and I have been in 2 other bands together where we did play guitar together. And I had been wanting her to play guitar. I'd been wanting to play guitar with Rachel again for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
cool.
So that made sense. And then we had our first show with Blake last year. Last Tree Fort was our first show. And that was as a five-piece. That was all of us here and Tracy on keys.
Okay.
And then we just kind of, you know, changed direction a little bit. Mm-hmm. And went down to a four-piece. And now we're more, I don't know, I guess we're just more guitar-driven rather than what we were before, whatever that was. Some kind of, people would say we would sound like, I don't know, anything from the B-52s to the Butthole Surfers.
Right.
But
something in hell.
Yeah, in hell. Yeah. Or you're like the backing band in hell or something like that. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was walking home late last night by myself, and the streets around here are kind of desolate and dark.
Yeah.
And listening to your music, and I was like, this will keep me safe. Like, nobody's going to mess with me if I'm playing this out loud.
Chanti, are you the lead vocalist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I do most of the songwriting. We're actually going to start a song Rachel wrote here soon.
Oh, lovely.
But
that's
but,
exciting.
But so far, I mean, I write all the songs and I just bring them to the table and everybody does their thing. Like, I don't tell anybody what to play or anything like that. Everyone does what they do.
That's
these
really
guys
cool.
Are all, these guys are all amazing musicians. Blake's an amazing musician. He's been playing in tons of bands for years. Same with Adam and Rachel.
Yep.
I'm very lucky to play with these guys.
Yeah.
That they like me enough to play with me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you... So, since you are the main songwriter for the band, or I guess, what do you mean by that? Like, you write a song and then you present it as like you play it and then everybody else just kind of joins in, or like how does that work?
Well, usually what I'll do is I record it in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just send the scratch track to everybody.
Got it.
And then we just kind of like, I already have everything pretty much arranged, and then sometimes things change a little bit here and there, but
okay.
The idea behind this band was that I would never have to be in another band again, because I'd been in too many bands that just, you know, you'd start to get traction and then they'd break up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is my band now. I'm starting my own band. I don't ever want to not be in a band again because of other people and it has to break up. So
yeah.
So that's why I started it. And it's just I've always thought it would be kind of cool to just let it be what it is in that moment. So whoever's in the band at that time. But I would love for these guys to be in the band forever. So.
Aww.
And I hope they will.
So, yeah. So I'm curious... what, like, can you talk about your background musically, also even, like, personally? I know that's, like, kind of a broad net, but, like, how it lends itself to what you're trying to, or what you are achieving with Rodeo Screens.
Well, I'm huge into horror films. It's, like, my favorite thing to do. I get home from work, I watch a horror film.
I walked out into the kitchen the other day, and he's wearing a Repo Man jacket that Rachel got him for Christmas, and yeah. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, Repo Man's my favorite movie, yeah. Even though it's not a horror film. It is sci-fi. That's kind of...
There's some
it really
horror
is.
In it. It's a little horror.
I just watched it the other...
Oh, you did?
It's still awesome.
Yeah, yep. It holds up.
It's a comedy, it's a musical, it's a sci-fi... And a little bit of horror, and just totally satirical. Yeah.
Yeah. And the soundtrack was mentioned earlier.
Yeah. It's the Reagan era epitomized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and growing up, my grandpa was a rockabilly musician,
mm-hmm.
and I remember watching him as a kid. You know, and he loved Chuck Berry, and used to play. I just remember him playing Johnny B. Goode quite a bit, and. And my family's Mexican, you know, so, like, a lot of, there weren't a lot of other Mexican kids who liked rock and roll music. You know, everyone was into hip-hop, and I liked hip-hop, too. Like, Yo! MTV Raps was my jam when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
I used to record it on VHS, but that and Headbangers Ball.
Yes.
You know, so it was, but 120 minutes wasn't until later in life, really, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really dating myself with these shows. This was when MTV played music, so...
Yeah, I was around for the final gasp of that, yeah, and then it became Fuse, and now I don't know.
Yeah, but
things.
I also had an older cousin who was basically like my older brother, who was totally into metal, and my parents listened to a lot of funk and Motown and soul music, and, you know, so that was always in the house. My mom had music going all the time, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Parliament, Funkadelic, Marvin Gaye. My dad also loved Creedence, and I love Creedence, even though I get some slack for it sometimes. But Dwight Yoakam, my dad loved Dwight Yoakam.
I love Dwight Yoakam.
So I don't know, just a lot of different influences growing up, and then I've always just liked weird stuff, stuff that's different and interesting. Like, I think my first weird band was probably Primus, that I discovered on my own. And I was like a total metalhead at that time, and I just thought, I was like, wow, this is totally different than metal, but it's so interesting. And and that's why I picked up the bass. I played bass originally. I don't really consider myself a very good guitar player, because everything I write is very rudimentary and bass note driven, you know. But
Well, you have to fight Adam for that now.
Well, Adam is a great bass player.
Yeah.
You're listening to an interview with the band Rodeo Screams, recorded March 25th in Rachel and Shante's backyard. We'll be back to the interview after this song called Big Black Hearse.
I'll pick you up tonight. I'll take you. Such a lovely night. The moon is glowing bright. I found an orange and vine. Let's make a sacrifice. I'll pick you up tonight in my big black hearse. I'll pick you up tonight in my
How do you guys feel about hearing that you're in the Forever band of Shanti?
So I feel great about it. I love being in this band. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. There's always, it's very unpredictable, and he definitely challenges me as a musician. It's very unconventional stuff, but it comes together, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. It forces a lot of creativity out of me.
Yeah, cool.
Job security, maybe not so much.
He doesn't pay us anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I ever did. We got docked. They get paid in exposure.
Oh, that's such a taboo thing to say to a aspiring musician.
Kind of band, I
guess. Rachel, how was it for you to go from playing, you were playing drums, right? And now you're a guitarist in the band. Like, how was that for you and, like, your background in musical history?
I think it's really fun. I mainly just wanted to join to learn how to play the drums. Mm-hmm. Like, I've kind of messed around on them for years, but I'd never really tried to hone the skill, and so it was a nice challenge for me, and it was such a great way to approach music differently, you know, because I think I'd primarily played guitar in all of my bands before.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to just be like such a rookie on something new. And I don't know if I ever really considered myself to be a drummer, but just having a lot of fun playing drums, you know, and coming up with weird beats. And then, so when Blake, the idea of Blake joining the band came along and he mentioned that he would feel more comfortable on drums, it seemed perfect.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I never really considered myself a drummer anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm cool with, you know, I was cool with the switch because Chanti and I played in Desert Graves before that, and it was always really fun to collaborate with him on guitar. So it was just another fun challenge in a way.
Cool. So. Yeah, that's really interesting, like joining a band to learn how to play an instrument. Or I guess learning an instrument and joining a band at the same time.
Yeah, he was gracious in letting me like learn how to play the drums in his band.
It was 10 times better than me. I used to have just like a kick and a snare, so just like...
No, yeah.
One man band style. So anything she was doing was 10 times better than what I was doing.
Wow. So. Yeah, that one man band sounds really interesting.
It was. Yeah.
Are there any like recordings of that or like any remnants of that time?
Yeah, I actually recorded a whole album.
Oh.
But I never released it.
Oh, okay.
Because of Mikey.
Oh, that's right. That was the. Yes. We talked about that earlier.
You'll never hear this.
Yeah. We don't have to go into details unless you want to.
No, we don't have to.
Songs that we still play from that?
Jennifer was on that.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer's one of the new ones we just worked out, but
okay.
That was one of the first songs on the first album I recorded back in like 2018.
Okay.
So what else was on there? Ghouls, I think, was on there.
Okay.
And Big Black Hearse was on there.
I like that one.
Yeah, and there was a couple others. There's about three or four on there that weren't on our first proper album, so that we just never revisited for whatever reason. You know, I think they're still good songs, but could.
Oh
maybe.
Yeah, I heard you in the basement in 2018 when you were doing the Tree Fort sideshow house show thing.
Yeah,
that was the show that I was like, okay, I want to play drums for this.
Yeah, that was my first show as Rodeo Screams,
I called you guys Gothabilly.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. If you
I feel like. Do you accept that? I feel like it's
sure.
Fitting. Mm-hmm. From
what I... Yeah, it's hard to like. I don't know. Label our band. I guess I don't really know what to call us. So
yeah.
We're weird. I mean, I like.
If you hear Big Black Hearse, you got to think the term Gothabilly. It'll just come in your brain.
Yeah. Makes sense. You're wearing a Desert Grave shirt right now. Very cool design.
Probably one of the last ones around.
Aww.
I've got one left in the drawer upstairs.
Right.
Do you have like any other specific questions?
I want to ask Chanti about the monster style singing.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's easy. I hate my own voice.
So you run it through some sort of device?
Yeah, I run it through. I had a TC Helicon vocal processor for a long time. And there's a setting called Barry White, and I just used that, and I just kind of tweaked it a little bit and put a little bit of reverb and delay on it, and I don't know, added a little bit of overdrive to it.
Okay.
It was like sounded like Barry White, you know? So.
Yeah.
Do you guys sing backup?
Rachel does.
Okay. Rachel does? Yeah, I heard her voice on you have like one album on Spotify.
Yeah.
I definitely
heard Rachel's
her
all over
vocals.
That album.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her voice is... angelic.
She really
lends to the...
Is that the album I've heard from a couple years back?
It would be. It's the only one we've released.
Okay.
We'd just finished... Well, we were finished an EP earlier this year, and we just got our demo, our test tape back. We're going to do a run of some tapes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-song EP, and so that's all new stuff that we've got. And
okay.
We actually probably have, I don't know, seven other songs on top of that, I think.
Chanti
that we
has
haven't
like
recorded yet.
300.
Yeah, I've got 300 songs on my phone that we just haven't gotten to yet. So
that's amazing.
Very prolific writer.
Yeah. Anytime we're ready to work on a new song, he has like at least a dozen just ready to go. Mm. So there's never any writer's block with him.
Oh, wow! Lucky.
It is lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe here and there. You know.
Like for a couple hours.
For a couple hours, yeah. When I'm sleeping, I guess. I don't know. Actually, I come up with good stuff in my sleep.
Are you one of those people who like dreams or like has a dream about something and then it comes into being like because of the dream?
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Like sometimes I'll wake up and just like, oh, I got to go record that, and then I'll record it and then I'll listen to it later and it sucks, but you know.
Yeah. Have you ever had one that didn't suck and like came to be something?
I don't know if any of my dream songs actually Gray Hair.
We have some dogs out here. Three of them.
We have a lot of dogs.
And, yeah.
Gray Hair was a dream song actually.
Okay.
Yeah. That's very one cool. of our new songs. That song is about it was about, what's his name? Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ed Gein.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have another song about Ed Gein called Just a Joke off that album. That's about Ed Gein.
That's about
also.
Ed Gein, too?
Yeah, that's also about Ed Gein.
Who was Ed Gein, John?
Ed Gein, he was this dude from the 50s who was he was pretty popular back in the day for murder and digging up bodies and, you know, other sorted interests that he had, you know?
So some dark subject matter here. Yeah.
He liked to make lampshades and, you know, he was a very crafty guy.
Yeah. So he wasn't just into murder, but he actually liked to find victims of it that other people took care of the murder for him or something.
He just liked to dig up dead bodies.
Oh, I guess.
And do things with them.
You know. Yeah, I think so too.
He wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah, if the family doesn't find out, it is 100% victimless crime.
Can we air this?
Sure.
We're not advocating Ed Geinism, though.
Okay,
so,
cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. But
I'm not a Geinist.
To each their own.
Not my backyard.
Huh. Oh,
someone
man.
Someone does it to me, there's no skin on my back.
I'll do it to you.
I had a question and it slipped my mind.
Talk about your love for the cows.
Oh yeah.
You like cows?
I love the cows.
They're my favorite.
Oh really?
Animal? Yeah.
I like the animal too. And the band.
Oh.
I think they're just called cows without the.
Yeah, it's just cows.
Okay.
But yeah. Well, what I like about the cows is same thing I like about Johnny Cash. You know, like they tell lyrically they're telling stories. And I like to try and do that.
Okay.
You know, with songs. So, you know, Alice Donut's another favorite of mine. The Cramps.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was listening, I was like, that's immediately what came
to
mind.
That's where Gothabilly comes from, right?
Oh, is it? That would make sense.
Well, it actually comes from me. It up, but...
Let's get out of here.
But that's like where that genre kind of, or like,
yeah.
I would say they
where it was...
Huge purveyors of... mixing those two things together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. The other band I remember, there's one from Atlanta that put out one album called The Tombstones, also in that style.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I do.
Hopefully they're online somewhere. They're obscure.
Oh, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. YouTubes.
I remember... Oh, sorry. Interrupt.
No, you're okay.
The YouTubes.
Here's another song by Rodeo Screams called Just a Joke. Then we'll be back with the rest of the interview.
Oh,
my question was, yesterday you made a comment that you're doing something different than what's happening in Boise right now, or than what people are hearing around Boise right now when it comes to music. And I'm curious if you want to comment on that and maybe talk about that a little bit.
Well, we're just kind of a standout band here. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's anyone doing anything like what we're doing. Not that I'm saying we're doing something completely unique, but there's just no one as weird as us around. You know, we're kind of an acquired taste, or just you get it right away or you don't, you know. Yeah. Where everything is very dark, and most of the songs are about murder, witchcraft, devil worship, Ed Gein.
Yeah.
You know. things like that. And there's just I don't know, other than like maybe black metal, you know, like I don't think people are touching on those themes, but we don't do it in that style of music, you know. And we're pigeonholed as a country band quite a bit. People think we're a country band, but we've been hearing that people do hear that in our music, I guess, you know.
Well, that's like the rockabilly influence,
I think,
right?
So. Yeah, because rockabilly's been a big influence on me my whole life, so. Yeah. And I guess that makes sense, but.
Yeah. You know.
But I'm also a huge noise rock guy. Like, Jesus Lizard is right up there with the cows for me. Yeah, awesome. Thumbs down from Blake.
You said something about the combination between the B-52s and the Butthole Surfers. Right. Are you doing any of, like, that swirly psychedelic stuff that the Buttholes did, especially on their early albums?
I think we're kind of touching on that now. Like, not the stuff we've released, but lately we've been kind of just letting go. And we've got some, I don't know, long jam type moments in our songs that seem to go for quite a while. And we're just all kind of, what is it? Vibing. We're vibing. But, yeah, I mean, and I love psychedelic music, too. I just like anything dark and mysterious and different, you know.
Me too. I feel that.
Yeah.
Lee, any more questions on your end?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Do you have anything that you wish we would have asked about, or that you would like to add?
To the people of Moscow.
Yeah.
Rachel?
Oh. To the people of Moscow.
Yeah, she's a Moscow people.
Yeah, Moscow lived in, or Moscow lived in Rachel. Rachel lived in Moscow for a minute.
Moscow. tell me about the cults up there.
Oh man, Lee could go on one. We did.
Okay, so
tune into the interview with Phil Corbett from The Wind if you want to hear about the Moscow cult.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I guess that's a plug for that episode. All
right.
Gold Lab, yeah. I would go there a lot. That was wonderful. The predecessor to the Bayou, and we have no house menus at the moment.
What was your venue called?
House.
Oh yeah, I remember the House.
Was that on South Adams?
Whoa.
South Adams. That was on Polk Street. But
Polk
then we
Street.
Also had another venue called the Ouija
in that
Hole.
House before you
Whoa.
Lived there.
Oh,
well, that
interesting.
University still owes me $300.
Mm-hmm. Go get it.
I think that was 10 years ago.
You just unlocked some deep memories with the House.
And we had the Ouija Hole too. That cool. was a few years later for.
Okay.
A fairly short time.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was, I don't remember what street that was off of.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere over there. But yeah.
Cool.
Those were some good times.
Very cool. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is if you wanted to, like, everybody here has such creative backgrounds. If you wanted to ask each person about their backgrounds, then maybe that would be interesting. Except for Blake, because
Blake doesn't want to.
Because he's just not that interesting, I guess. Yeah.
I would love to ask Adam. Yeah. Do you want to talk about your musical background?
So I guess I'm kind of self-taught. My grandpa got me a guitar when I was in high school with Marlboro cigarette points. And I wasn't really planning to learn, but I was really into Blink-182 and pop punk. And then as soon as my guitar was tuned, I used tabs to look it up. And I was playing that stuff my first week. And just thought, like, this is so simple. Why, like, this is so easy to do in my first week. And then I just started trying to find weird stuff. And then, I don't know, got into bands like Mars Volta and Tool.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of unconventional sounds. And that's my thing.
Yep, the roadmap for all of us weirdos starts at Tool and Mars Volta.
Yeah.
What other bands in Boise, or I guess in Idaho, have you played in?
Oh, let's see. Sorrow Bad Speller, Johnny Combat.
I remember Johnny Combat. They were rad.
The Fun Suckers, Velvet Hook.
I didn't know you were in Velvet Hook.
Yeah, it was brief.
Very cool. Okay.
And I feel like there's more, but I'm drawing a blank right now. Dr. Excalibur.
Point Break 2.
Point Break 2. Oh, yeah. The one thing that I started. I forgot about. Yeah.
That was a sick band. Very cool. Yeah, would you like to add anything else?
I don't know. I was kind of unprepared for this.
That's okay. I know. You didn't even know what you were walking into. What about you, Blake? Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I used to play in a band in Boise called God's Angered Youth.
Ooh.
Like
the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's spelled G.A.Y. And I played in a band called Geriatric Profanity Disorder. And
Lee loves the names.
That's pretty much it.
And are you from Boise originally?
Yeah, I grew up here.
Same with you, Adam?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Really?
Y'all are Idaho folk.
We're Idaho natives. Right?
We're all Idaho natives.
Yeah. Rexburg for Rachel. Where for you?
Pocatello.
That's right.
I was lucky enough to not grow up in Pokey.
Yeah.
But most of my family's from there.
Okay. And then, Rachel, do you want to say anything more about your background? You touched on it a little bit with Moscow stuff, but...
I don't know. I was brought up in a very Mormon family and started music on the piano and was classically trained on the piano for quite a few years, and then I hated it. So I revolted by buying a $50 guitar.
Wow.
Where did you get it?
From my old friend, Mike Bloomquist.
Did it have all the strings on it?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a Slammer by Hamer or something.
Really?
Yeah. It's an orange guitar, and I fucking love that guitar. My friend Isaac has it now. So then I started my first band. I joined my first band when I knew how to play like a G and a C chord. I was like, that's all you need. And then I was just in a bunch of bands from then on in Rexburg. And then I moved to Boise and I started a band called Sarc Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Just resolving all that religious trauma.
Yeah, totally. Yep. And then I moved. And then I moved to Idaho Falls for a year, and then I didn't play music for a couple of years. And then I moved to Moscow and started playing in the kitchen. And we were together for a few years. And then I moved back to Boise and was in a bunch of like weird, unrelated bands to anything that I had previous experience playing with. So that was cool. Like dabbled in different genres for a little while.
Blues band.
I was in a blues band called the Vard.
How's the French Tips doing?
The Tips are good.
Yeah. Shameless plug for the French Tips.
We don't like to talk about them around here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Ignore that.
They're kind of our nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know how they're doing.
I think we're all doing well.
Good.
We are currently in the process of... We're actually building a little studio in our basement. And Blake is going to be our sound engineer for that album. So we're excited. We actually took Treefort off so that we could just work on the basement and get that going. And then we're going to record our third album.
Okay, cool. So. Yeah, I was wondering about that because y'all played last year, but not this year. So
yeah.
I missed y'all, but it's okay.
Yeah. So
next year, maybe?
Next year, I think if they'll have us, we would like to play.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Okay.
That's my little run through.
Nice.
Thanks, everyone. anything else anyone wants to add in at all?
I grew up across the street from a graveyard.
Oh, there it is. The origins. That's pretty cool. What did you do in that graveyard?
I used to catch frogs and salamanders and
eat them.
And
eat them.
Yeah, I'd eat them.
Did you cook them first?
No.
Cool.
Yeah, I grew up between the graveyard and the railroad train depot.
Oh wow!
It all makes sense.
It does.
There was a lot
of things come together very well.
They do.
It was the most happening
place in Pocatello.
Yeah. Yeah, Pocatello is a pretty wild little town. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of weird history there.
A lot of dark history there.
A lot of very dark history there.
Yeah, my family's name is actually on a plaque in the what used to be called the Four Corners, which was like the poor area of town where all the different minorities lived. It was, I think it was Greek, Asian, African-American, and Mexican families would all live in this area. And they made a huge memorial. It's gigantic, and my family's name's on there. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, my family never took me to that part.
Your family wasn't Greek?
No.
Oh, okay. But yeah, my dad used to say that it was a pretty rough neighborhood. My uncle used to run an after-hours bar or club there. And anyways, I have some family roots there. Yeah. It's called the Harlem Club.
No way.
Yeah. It was a pretty rough place, I guess, back in the day.
I know that it used to be the drug capital of the nation.
Yeah, I can't
Pocatello,
talk about that.
Pocatello, Idaho?
I can't talk about that.
No?
Yeah.
All right.
Drugs are bad. Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Well, there's a huge underground network of tunnels there, too.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of opium and stuff. Like, back in the olden days, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the main suppliers for opiates in the U.S.
Yep.
Whoa.
Like our first stop, Boise and Pocatello, was a first stop drop-off for opiates to supply the whole Northwest for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I used to work in a bar down there that had access to those tunnels. My friend's dad owned it, and we used to work there. And it was pretty cool. Really interesting to go down there and just kind of see how creepy it is. And, you know, like, just imagine what was happening back then.
So, seriously. You know.
Shout out to Pocatello.
Yeah. Pokey. Yeah. I like it. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys rock.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to an interview with the band Rodeo Screams, recorded March 25th in the Boise backyard of band members Rachel Couch and Shante Mestis, where they're also building a studio in the basement. Shante is lead vocals and guitar, and Rachel is on drums and vocals. The other band members are Tracy on keys and vocals and Adam on bass. Myself and Bobby Sassafras did the interview. Here's a couple more songs by Rodeo Screams: Freak Girl and Hags. We now have an interview done by Caitlin Goff with members of the Seattle band Marble and a member of the band Midnight High, also from Seattle.
Right, what's your name?
My name is Matthew, and I'm in the band called Marble from Seattle and Portland. Alternative rock, indie rock. Yep.
Yeah, did you guys play this year?
Not at Tree Fort, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any shows that you saw that you really liked?
Oh my god. We saw Acid Tongue last night.
Oh, I didn't see them late enough for that.
Oh my god. Incredibly good. We've seen them play like countless times, and last night was like the best show any of us have seen of theirs. It's so good. So good.
Awesome. Have you all ever been to Tree Fort before?
Yeah, like every year. Yeah. So some of us play, like we all live in Seattle, we play like Freak Out Fest and stuff, and like we have 10, 15 friend bands playing this weekend. That's why we're here.
Awesome to hear them. Do you have any plans to tour with your band around the Northwest?
Yeah, we do. We're touring in July, in August. It's a co-headline tour with a band called Valley Heart from the East Coast. And we're doing the whole coast. Vancouver, BC, all the way down to San Diego, and then back up again through Vegas and Phoenix and stuff.
That's awesome. And your friend?
This is Luke from the band Midnight High, if he wants to get on the mic.
Second band to be a band that we're almost a little afraid to play after.
Oh, my name is Luke Dumke.
What band are you in?
I play in a band called Midnight High. No, we're just hanging this year. That's actually great. We're relatively new, so we're just doing a bunch of Seattle stuff this year.
What kind of music do you play?
It's like dream pop, indie rock. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite festivals. Last year was my first, and this year it won't be my last.
All right. What are some of your guys' favorite bands to see?
Sistemas Inestables from Chile, good friends of ours. They played a killer set today on the main stage. Acid Tongue last night, good homies. They've Nick and Slade. Yeah, they closed out the night in a really great way. Yeah.
What about you?
Today I saw Family Worship Center from Portland. They were incredibly good. And then just now, Linda from work, also from Seattle. Somehow haven't seen them yet until today, and I'm like, I'm angry I hadn't seen them, but I'm so happy I was here. Yeah.
Well, it's a big goddamn city, so.
That's true, that's true, that's true. It's gigantic, yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Any last words?
Let me see. Go see... If you're around Tree Fort tonight, go see a ton of music. It's the last night. Go see the Max, the Spoonbenders.
Oh, the Max were so good. I saw them last night.
Oh, sick.
But it was way too crowded. But I saw them at the Hideout on Thursday, and they were just...
They're playing in like 10 minutes.
They're playing again tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to go.
I'm going to move my head over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Spoonbenders. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
We got to wrangle up Tim.
Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Let's go, dude.
That was an interview with members of the band Marble and a member of the band Midnight High, both from Seattle. We have a tune by Midnight High called Avenue, and then since they mentioned the Seattle band Acid Tongue, which played at Tree Fort this year, we'll play a track from them. It's called Acid on the Dance Floor.
Fine with sad songs.
That was Acid Tongue, who played at Treefort in Boise this year, who we didn't see, but the members of the Seattle bands Marble and Midnight High saw them and loved them. Before that, we heard from the Seattle band Midnight High with the song Avenue. Midnight High did not play Treefort this year, but Caitlin Goff interviewed them hanging out. We've got one more loose end. This is an interview from 2023 that either did not make it to air last year in the post-Treefort special, or if it did, it was misidentified. So this is the 2023 interview with Bryden of the band Motherhood out of Eastern Canada, who played in Moscow a couple times.
Yeah, if we get... No, I have no problem with that. Started recording. So I'm with a guy from Motherhood. What's your name?
Bryden.
Bryden. And you played Moscow twice. Once at Humble Burger, and I'm not sure it was a festival.
I think it was at Humble Burger both times.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, one was the Modest Music Fest.
Yeah, we did that.
And I really like your thuddy sound. And when you did a Pixies cover, I was like, okay, now I see where that's coming from. Fans of the Pixies.
Big fan of the Pixies. Yeah, I mean, what can you say about the Pixies?
One of the best. I don't know. They've got very interesting dynamics, and you guys sort of implement a little bit of, besides the thuddy sound, you also have a little bit of noise in there.
We got some noise, yeah, a little bit of punk in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to do like a kind of a louder surf thing sometimes.
Yeah. Thinking of the Maritimes, there's a show that we used to relay called United by Punk. It may have been from Nova Scotia. Have you heard of that? It was on like a college station, and they distributed it on the internet.
We have one of the oldest college stations in Canada in our hometown of Fredericton.
Is that where United by Punk was from? You don't know.
I'm not sure.
It might have been from Moncton or something.
Yeah.
New Brunswick, I think. Yeah.
CHSIR is the Fredericton one. So shout out to them.
Uh-huh. And so they're going strong. People are still listening on the Legacy Band and all that.
Yeah, they got a lot of good shows there. They're keeping local music alive, you know, just like a lot of college radio stations.
Right. But you guys like tour an awful lot, don't you? I heard you're on a 4-month tour.
A little bit, yeah. We headed down to Texas and then back up here. We're going to Vermont after this, so that'll be a long drive.
And some people can't stand the touring lifestyle for too long, but you do it for months at a time.
We try not to be out for more than a month at a time, but you know, it's good fun. We're definitely not 19 anymore, but it's still fun to jump in the van.
Have you been in the band since you were 19?
Oh yeah, before that. Yeah, we've been going for
since teenagers.
11 or 12 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. One of those bands. Cool. Yeah. Well, best of luck to you. Are you selling vinyl here? Or is that somebody else's vinyl?
No, we got merch over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you need to sign a signature there. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
You wanna say that? You wanna say that? You wanna say that?
Those were some songs from Motherhood out of Nova Scotia, Canada, who were at Tree Fort in 2023 and played Moscow a couple times around 2018. We interviewed Bryden from Motherhood at last year's Tree Fort 2023, and the interview probably didn't make it to air in all the confusion, so we figured we'd play that one last loose end. So that just about does it for the Tree Fort 2024 coverage. You can hear part one, which lasted 4 hours, on the KRFP website, and this one should be archived on the KRFP website soon. So take care, and thanks for listening.